This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation. While you're at NBAA, be sure to stop by booth 3818 and find out about all of the special offers from Lightspeed available exclusively for business aviation pilots attending the show. With Zulu and Mach 1, we've got you covered.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with John Bingham. He's the Executive Vice President for Piaggio America. And we've been hearing a lot more from Piaggio lately. John, can you tell us what's been going on and what the future is like for the company?
Yeah, hi, Russ. We have been doing a lot of things at Piaggio America over the last 6 months, and not just Piaggio America, but actually Piaggio Aero across the world. From the very first thing to change the face of the company with new logos, and obviously to emphasize some of the strengths that are coming into the brand, and some of the strengths we have as a company with some amazing shareholders that we're fortunate enough to have with Tata out of India, and also Mubadala out of the Middle East, as well as Ferrari and some other private shareholders. We're in a fortunate position in the respect we have a solid backlog of aircraft, and that's enabled us during the downturn in the market to take a look at our overall business and decide where we want to go with it. And being frank and being blunt and to the point, where we want to go with it is we want to sell more Piaggios. And to do that, we had to take a number of actions, not only in terms of sales and marketing perspective, but also in terms of our overall manufacturing operation, which we have added a lot of lean manufacturing techniques into over the past months, which will enable us to take our volume up from around about 30 aircraft a year to virtually a plane a week as the market returns. And we're only going to implement that as the market returns. But I have to say to you, certainly there's a good opportunity and a bigger opportunity for us.
Okay, well, for those who aren't familiar, and I think everybody knows what a Piaggio looks like, it's an unusual design, a pusher twin with some really impressive performance numbers. Where does it fit into the market?
Well, I would have to say at the top of its category, and invades a lot of other people's territories as well due to its low operating costs, which are a real feature. Piaggio Avanti 2 has a top speed of 402 knots, 463 miles an hour, 745 kilometers. It's the fastest twin turboprop in the world. But of course, with those sort of speeds, it invades all the mid-sized jet territory. And where it scores with that type of customer is it has a huge cabin, absolutely huge stand-up cabin, as opposed to a lot of the mid-sized jets where you get in, you have to crouch and bend over and as you slide yourself into your seat. Not the case with the Piaggio. You walk in, you walk all the way through the cabin, very wide cabin as well. And we found that has been a major plus for a lot of people who were looking at jets, and suddenly they can see a Piaggio with a speed that is faster than many of the mid-sized jets, a cabin that's much bigger than all of the mid-sized jets, and above all, they can save themselves 33% in operating costs because of the frugalness of the aircraft, which burns under 100 gallons an hour.
What do you see for the show, and what do you see for the market in general for the coming year?
Well, I think that's the big question that everybody's asking. From Piaggio's point of view, though, Russ, at the show here, we are very excited, and we've presented ourselves in a very different way. And I think anybody who comes to look at the Piaggio stand, which is stand number 1097, you will see that it absolutely exudes change. On our stand, totally different image from Piaggio, totally different presentation, full mock-up plane actually on the stand that people can come in and go out of, and we also have a demonstration plane out at the static display at the airport. But I have to say to you, the show itself, from our point of view, we want to get one word out there that Piaggio has changed, Piaggio has grown, and that we're looking for more business in order to continue to grow.
Well, we appreciate your time today, John. Best of luck to you in the future, and good luck at the show. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation. See us at NBAA 2009 in booth 3818.